Okay, after Kaparis, Yom Kippur is like this. There's a mitzvah to eat. In fact, it's a biblical mitzvah to eat. It's a biblical mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk because there's a contradiction. One pasuk says, fast on the 10th. Another pasuk says, mitisha batisha l'chedish b'erev erev at Erev. Another pasuk says, on the 9th it's a mitzvah to fast. So the Gemara asks, how do you reconcile the two opinions? So the Gemara said, the Gemara answers, the Torah tells us, you have to eat on the 9th, but by eating on the 9th, Hashem gives you the reward as if you fasted on the 9th. Fasting is harder than eating, according to most people, right, Dr. Dalin? Fasting is usually harder than eating. So therefore you get a mitzvah by eating as if you fasted. So it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to eat. In fact, it says you don't learn that much that day. B'chlal, everything Erev Yom Kippur should be done. It says in Halacha quickly. There's a story with one of the Friedrich Rebbe, when he was younger, and Erev Yom Kippur daven shachar is very long. And his father later rebuked him for davening long. He said, Erev Yom Kippur, everything has to be done quick. Everything has to be done. You know, get it done. So, there's a mitzvah to eat. You have two seudas on the day of Erev Yom Kippur, just practically speaking. You have more meals. But I'm saying there's two official meals on Erev Yom Kippur, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, right before the fast. But by both seudas, by both meals, you have challah dipped in honey. You don't need lechem mishnim because it's not Shabbos Yom Tov, but you need bread or challah to eat a meal in the morning and a meal in the afternoon. You have honey. Now, the minig is, you have, in the morning meal, you have fish. It's a regular Shabbos meal in the morning, late in the morning, early afternoon. You have fish, and you have soup, and you have, there's a mitzvah to eat kreplach, which for people that don't know what kreplach, as we learned already, it's dough with meat inside of it. It's called kreplach. You have to eat. In fact, it's brought down, some people used to, because of the mitzvah of eating, some people used to even eat with their hands. Many great tzaddikim used to eat with their hands. The Rebbe brings down that his father used to eat with his hands because they wanted to absorb the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Don't do it. Yeah, not on Yom Kippur. No. And don't. I wouldn't suggest here in America to do it in public, especially if you have irreligious relatives, non-religious relatives that are at your meal, and you're going to see eating with the hands. It's not going to be too good. No, the whole meal. Everything.
Soup.
Hmm?
Soup.
Yeah, soup also with the hand, yeah.
The first one is the mitzvah treated after lunch? Or after lunch?
The one is late in the morning. Okay. Some people have, like you said, they have meat and fish and soup and meat and all the full meal.
Late morning meaning after 1 o'clock?
Late morning is before 1 o'clock. After 1 o'clock is afternoon. Late morning.
Okay.
Obviously, they didn't eat soup with their hands.
What about if you just want to have like egg? You don't want to have meat. Can you have just bread?
What happens on Shabbos? You don't want to have meat. You just want to eat eggs.
Is it?
I said there's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay, Shabbos is also mitzvah to eat, right?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to eat in Shabbos?
Just bread is actually enough, but you should have to have a little bit of meat.
You should have meat, you should have fish, it says.
The cheese is not good enough.
No. Okay. Unless if you're allergic to meat.
Okay. Even in the morning?
Talking to them, so in the morning is your fish and meat and everything. In the afternoon it says you don't eat fish. That's so the masek, you don't eat fish. Anyway, next thing over here is that sins between man to man, Yom Kippur doesn't forgive unless if you get forgiveness from the person that you did it to. But, people should ask forgiveness from one another. In the Hasidic world, they didn't do it too much because the Hasidim, they already automatically forgave everybody. Now, Erev Yom Kippur, it's also a mitzvah to table in a kosher mikveh. Okay? If there's no mikveh, you could do it in a swimming pool. But L'chadchila it says in Halacha, you're supposed to table in a proper 100% kosher mikveh. Now, there's an argument in Halacha when the mikveh should be done. Should it be done before mincha, or should it be done after Seuda Mafsakis, right before Kol Nidrei? So therefore, in many Hasidic places, including Chabad, they end up going to the mikveh three times at Yom Kippur. One in the morning, either before Shachris or before Kapparis, once before Mincha, and once after Sudah Masek, is right before Kol Nidri. If somebody can only go once, they should go in the one before Mincha, because that's the main
before
Mincha.
And once after Mincha?
If you're able to, not after Mincha, after Sudah Masek.
You have to fully eat, then go to mikveh, and then go to shul.
Right. Eat, go to mikveh, go to shul. But before mikveh, there's also a minute to get malchus. Get, you know, the lashes. So the minigan, and our minig, the Rebbe writes, our custom is, the order is, get it whipped, mikveh, mincha. If you didn't do it in that order, you will also have a very good Yom Kippur. A very forgiving Yom Kippur. But the order of the day officially is whipping, mikveh, mincha.
But before that you eat.
Before that you eat. So let's go again. Morning, get up. Meida'ani. Negelase. Get dressed. Okay? Then you do. Some people say you go to mikveh before kaparis, some after kaparis, doesn't matter. You go to mikveh, you do kaparis, you do daven shachris, after shachris, it's a very good day and you'd say a lot of tilim. Basically, the bottom line is you eat, after eating, or whatever you do, you go to Malkus, then you go to Mikveh, you go to Mincha, then after Mincha, you go home and eat again, and after Mincha, after the meal, if you can, many people have a minute, they go to the Mikveh again. That what?
Is it true that one of the Mikveh trips, you don't dry yourself
up? There are people that don't dry themselves ever after a Mikveh. They want to leave the water on them. It is not our minig. Our minig is to dry the body after mikveh. Certain places, there's a sikha from the Rebbe, a very interesting sikha from the Rebbe, because badan and svarim, you're not supposed to dry in between your toes. So the Rebbe discussed the whole sikha. The bottom line of the Rebbe's sikha is you dry your whole body and you dry in between your toes. But there are people that don't dry themselves after mikveh because they want to keep the water on. But the Rebbe's sikha said not like that. Huh? The fungus on the feet and what do you call it? No, not fungus. It's called athlete's foot. Oh, thank you, athlete's foot. Huh? I think the wife can give the husband malchus because she'll give him the root he really deserves. But if she's needed, then it's a shot. You know, obviously you have other issues. What? Sudah mafsekis. You have. The minig is you have challah, soup, meat or chicken with another food, and that's
there's
it.
No fish
by Sudah Masekis. It says a child is allowed to give a parent's malchus, the father malchus. Women don't get malchus. A child is allowed to give the father malchus. No, it should be over bar mitzvah.
The child is under 18.
It's the whole thing's a minig anyway. But
you dry out,
but
if you jump by
your ankle, no. If I remember correctly, the Rebbe said dry completely. What?
Okay, completely dry, or if you don't dry, is okay. But you know,
should dry your body. What? Malchus is before mikveh, before mincha.
You
should dry yourself.
Okay. Pretty much, you have to. Because you should give you it, or if Jews tell them you should, they make a book out of it, you know that.
You should
be
not
lost,
or you don't have to. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and the reason that they're going to on that, the reason they won't, if you have a choice between the ocean and the next, the ocean,
no. Absolutely not.
What?
What are you saying?
No, we're just looking at the Marines.
So you have to.
But you weren't in the Marines. You can't say when I was in the Marines.
So that means you have to dry yourself, or you don't. If you dry it, it's okay. I didn't get that far.
It's the ten sheets over there.
But yeah, the ocean was a. No, because it's
he said he heard that some people would rather go to the ocean than a kosher mikveh.
You have a choice.
Kabbalistically, they're saying the rest, no? Ocean?
There's no difference Erev Yom Kippur if you want to go to the ocean or you want to go to a kosher mikveh. Correct. That's it.
I have a quick question. Is there anything that could possibly happen since so many people are coming on Rosh Hashanah? So many people are coming three times more besides the day that there could be an issue with them?
Yeah, it's crowded.
In any way, it could never affect.
You mean to affect the mikveh?
In some way, it's pushing.
No. It cannot make the mikveh less kosher than it is. If it can make it dirtier than it is, it can make it more crowded than it is. But it doesn't. You could take a dead body and put it in the mikveh. It doesn't do anything to the mikveh.
Are you talking about sanitary?
No, he's talking about spirit. He only talks about spiritual. Doesn't talk sanitary. Now it says it's good before Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's good. Make fun of everybody. What? If it's exactly what he saw.
40 so. And like walking out, they got some water. Then
yeah, that's true.
If it's more than 40 so, it's okay.
And if a guy doesn't go into the mikveh, it's also a problem. He doesn't table. Yeah.
That is more than 40 so, it's not for
right? Minimal is 40 so. If somebody comes for a job interview, and he says, my minimum salary is 100,000. And the boss says, no, I'm going to give you 300,000. You're going to say no because it's only 100,000?
No.
Okay. Now, there is a concept in halacha like this. It says in halacha that you're supposed to confess right before Yom Kippur starts. As everybody knows, Mincha of Yom Kippur, we have a long Shemin Esri where we do the Alchet and the Oshamnus, Oshamnus and Alchets. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, why do we do it at Mincha? So it says, really, you're supposed to do it right before the fast. But Shulchan Aruch says, somebody may choke, God forbid, in the Suda Masekis, in the last meal. He might die right before Yom Kippur, and he'll die without confession. So Halacha says, you do confession during Mincha, before you eat. Now, because the primary confession is supposed to be done right before Kol Nidrei, so it says in Halacha that if you have a chance, you do the Al-Chetz again right before Kol Nidrei.